Welcome to this edition of the Vanderbilt Health and Wellness Wellcast. I'm Tanisha Haynes with Occupational Health. Today we are speaking with Dr. Bill Schaffner, Professor of Preventive Medicine in the Department of Health Policy and a Professor of Infectious Disease, about shingles. Thank you so much for agreeing to be interviewed.
Oh, good to be with you, Tanisha.
So kind of to get into it, I know many people have heard about shingles before, but could you give us a brief explanation of what shingles actually is?
Shingles is interesting. We're going to start with the concept of chicken pox. You know, we all know about chicken pox. Most of us, when we were younger, got chicken pox, and then we got all over it. But what happened is, although we got over the illness, the chicken pox virus stayed in our bodies, if you can imagine. And think of a bear hibernating in the winter. This virus hibernates in our body. And now, 10, 20, even 30 years later, the bear can wake up. The virus wakes up for reasons we don't understand completely, but the virus wakes up and then comes out and creates lesions on our body, usually in a segment of our body. And the virus comes out, the lesions are on our body, and it can be painful. So you can have a stripe on your body with redness and these chickenpox-like blisters that's very painful. And if it's on your trunk somewhere, it kind of looked to somebody years ago as though it were a shingle on a roof. And so that's why we call it shingles. Now, if it's on your face, it can be dangerous because it can actually involve your eye and impair your vision, aside from looking gross for about a week or two. Now, this too will go away, usually in a week, week and a half, but the pain can continue. And you can have what we call post-shingles pain that can really disturb people's lives for a long time. We could go on and on about that. But I assure you, both acute shingles and this post-shingles pain is something that you would like to prevent.
If I broke out in shingles, am I going to give it to somebody if they like touch my rash? Or is it something that is transmitted to other people when you have shingles?
Could happen generally in the population, but only once in a blue moon. However, within the hospital setting, we're particularly concerned about that because it might be transmitted to an immunocompromised patient, and particularly in the neonatal intensive care unit where those babies are born all susceptible and are very vulnerable. So we have rules within the Occupational Health Service and infection control about if you have shingles, whether or not you can work and how to do that.
Now, is there a way to prevent me from developing shingles?
You bet. And this is important. There's kind of old news. There used to be a shingles vaccine. Many people received it, but now there's shingles vaccine 2.0, a new one. Its trade name is called Shingrix. And although the first vaccine that we used for a long time was good, this one is even better. And the CDC actually says it's preferred. Here's who's eligible for the vaccine. If you're 50 and older and you're not immunocompromised, the CDC says you should get this vaccine. As regards immunocompromised persons, the CDC is still looking at the data and it will make recommendations later this year or probably early next year. So stay tuned. Now, another question. Those of us who have received the previous shingles vaccine, should we also receive this new one? And the answer is yes. The new one is a two-dose vaccine. You get the first dose now and the second dose within a couple of months. It's different than the first vaccine. The first vaccine was very easy to take. This one, I'm going to tell you, likely will make your arm sore for a day or two or even three. That's easy to endure and is much better than getting shingles, I assure you. And remember, it's a two-dose series. I know your arm is going to get sore, but come back for the second dose. That's very necessary to give you complete and long-term protection. You'll have to go to your primary care doctor to get this vaccine.
Well, thank you so much. This is all helpful information for many of us that have developed shingles or that have family members or that just have questions about whether or not we are possibly going to develop shingles in the future. Thank you so much for giving us this information.
My pleasure. One last thought. If we're all fortunate enough to live to age 80, the statistics show that at least half of us will actually experience shingles. So this is important for all of us to consider.
Great. That is good information to have. Thank you so much, Dr. Schaffner.
My pleasure.
Thanks for listening. If you have a story suggestion, please email it to us at health.wellness@vanderbilt.edu. Or you can use the Contact Us page on our website at healthandwellness.vanderbilt.edu.